FBI Studio. This is Truth and Justice, a crowdsourced investigation in real time. I'm Bob Roth. For the last several weeks, we've been heavily focused on the people closely connected to Becky. And I know that for some of you that's frustrating. Since we don't know if she was actually the target of the murders, of course, we all have an urge to move on and look into a different suspect pool. And while that makes sense, at the same time, we can't just skip over critical elements of the investigation. Can't assume that everyone connected to Becky can just be cleared. I've made it very clear that my personal hypothesis is that Vicky was in fact the target of the attack. But let's not forget that Jim Clemente leaned more towards Becky being the target. Now, on a broader scale, tunnel vision is how these wrongful convictions happen in the first place. Even if it's not the place we want to go, it's critical to this and any investigation that we work through and potentially clear anyone and everyone that had any connection to the victims. We can't simply skip over an entire pool of suspects, even if what we ultimately accomplish is to clear this group of teenagers so that we can confidently move on. We also have to remember that it was two teenagers connected to Becky who were convicted of these murders, and therefore it's critically necessary for us to examine every angle of her life and movements in the days leading up to her murder. Knowing that, we cannot in good conscience skip over one of the people that she was the closest to, her ex-boyfriend, who she had broken up with just days before the murders. The man whose roommate got into a physical altercation with Becky less than 24 hours before she was killed. This is Season 12, Episode 18, Jacob Santiago's Interview.
Texas Ranger James Holland is a legendary interrogator. They call him the serial killer whisperer.
You can't hide those indications, and that's why yesterday I knew that he did it.
But now, shocking interrogation tapes reveal how the super cop really operates.
And that's why they asked me to come in, because I'm special.
From Something Else, The Marshall Project, and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Smokescreen. Just say you're sorry. Listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it's September 20th, 2006. The time is 6:47 p.m. This is going to be an interview with Jacob.
Just have a seat. I'm going to grab a notebook so I can take some notes.
Okay, I put this up.
Right here.
Or on the counter if you want.
On the side of the voting mark.
Good. What you got? It's New York pizza if you want some.
I was in the middle of another interview, so I don't really know all what we're doing here. I know what we're asking and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know your relationship to the whole thing, so.
I want to give you, as much information as you guys need.
Okay.
Help as much as possible.
Let me just start at the beginning. I know your name's Jacob. I don't know your last name.
Last name is Santiago.
He thought it was Figueroa.
That's my stepdad's last name.
Oh, okay. So you used to be Figueroa?
Yeah.
What's your birthday? And where do you live?
In Palm Desert.
What's the address there?
Sunset Lane.
And you have a cell phone or something we can call you if we need to talk to you again?
Yeah, of course.
Cool. You were a friend of Becky's?
Yeah. Yeah, we're close. I met her recently. I've known her 2 months.
Okay.
My little cousin, he's 18. He's best friends with her.
What's his name?
His name's Javi. That's my uncle Javi. He works for the DA's office out there.
Oh, that's who was staying out there.
Yeah,
I know him.
My whole family is law enforcement. Dad's a cop, you know.
Gotcha.
Mom works for the courthouse, so.
And Figueroa is Palm Springs, right?
Palm Springs, yeah.
Right. He's a sergeant or detective?
A detective out there.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I've never worked with him, but I've talked to him on the phone.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to give you guys as much information.
Sure. What can you tell me? I mean, what's just tell me like what your relationship is with her. How do you know her? How long you've known her? All that kind of stuff.
I met her through my cousin, and I met her before I went to New York on vacation. And me and her hit it off, you know, we're talking on the phone and stuff. And she's really close to my cousin. They've known each other for about 3 years.
Are they dating or just friends?
No, they're just really close friends.
Okay.
And then me and her were attracted to each other, and we were dating for about 2 months. And after this whole situation, you know, it's hitting me hard too, but my cousin is, you know, closer to her than I am.
He's known her longer.
Yeah, he's known her a lot longer.
Right.
So it's just, for me, it's great because she's in and out of my life, you know, and she's real sweet. And when I found out about this, it tore me up inside.
So when did you first meet her?
I met her back in July.
Just last year?
Yeah, just this past couple months.
All right, just tell me about all that. Like how you met her, what you guys did.
Well, I met her basically on with my cousin in the car. He took me to the airport on my vacation.
And you live here normally?
Yeah, I live here.
And you're out of school, in school?
No, I go to COD.
Okay, so you're a college student?
Yeah, and I work at Time Warner.
Okay.
So I go to school and I work.
Okay.
So.
And you said you went on vacation somewhere?
Yeah, I was in New York on vacation.
Okay.
In July.
All right.
So I met her because my cousin took me to the airport. And she went along with us for the ride.
Oh, okay.
You know, so she was real cool, and we had, us three hung out a lot, you know what I mean? It was a good relationship, us three.
During the summer, you mean?
During the summer, yeah. And, you know, she's, now that school started up, it's like, I hardly ever see her. She hardly ever sees me. I just go to school and work. And last time I saw her was on Thursday. My cousin, I, Javi, and her were all hanging out. And then I can't believe this all is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty shocking. So you said you guys dated. I mean, you've known her since last July.
No, since 2 months. I've only known her 2 months.
Oh, just this year?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I said last summer.
Me and her, was like, we've been dating for 2 months, you know, and my cousin introduced us. My cousin's known her for 3 years. Like, they've been really close.
Okay, so you met her June of this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, July of this year.
Oh, July of this year.
Just recently.
Okay.
So.
Sorry. I thought you meant a year ago, so we know each other for a year.
No, I don't really know her that much, but what I do know of her, you know, is she got into me quick. You know, she had a really good personality. Mm-hmm. You know?
So, you guys dated, how long after you met her did you guys start, like, dating, as opposed to just hanging out?
Yeah, 2 months, July 15th, you know, it's September 15th, 2 months. Thursday was 2 months. I said, hey, you know, it's 2 month anniversary today. And she smiled, and, you know, my cousin and I and her were hanging out a lot, us three.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out on, I took off on a Thursday, you know, and just talking to her and stuff, I miss all that.
Where'd you go?
What's that?
You said you took off on
Thursday. Yeah, I took off. We went to get some food. I went to get something to eat, and, you know, she took off with my cousin to go get her cell phone somewhere and just talking, and I miss all that, you know.
So you haven't seen her since Thursday?
I haven't seen her since Thursday.
And
I haven't seen her.
Javi and her went someplace. When was the last time he saw her?
Javi was the last person to talk to her.
When?
Sunday. Him and her were real, real close. Yeah. They're best friends, and she knew a lot of, he was the person that he confided in, you know, like my cousin, he holds a lot of his emotions in,
mm-hmm.
and it's not good, like, whereas I just express myself, you know,
right.
My mom's a therapist,
so okay.
I talk a lot, and my cousin bottles everything in, and Becky was somebody who he talked to,
mm-hmm.
and so this is really hitting him a lot harder than it's hitting me.
Was he with her on Sunday?
I think so, yeah. They hung out all day Sunday.
Have we been to him and talked to him yet?
No, that's why I'm surprised. Like,
well, see, you have to understand, because we don't have anyone to say, go talk to these people.
I want to give you guys all the information as much as I know, because the whole way this happened, I found out about this Monday, and I was driving, my mom told me about this, and my mom's like, when was the last time you talked to your girlfriend, Melissa? And I was asking her, like, why are you interrogating me?
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, you know, her house was burned and they found 3 bodies dead.
Mm-hmm.
And just that way, just to go out that way,
yeah, it's pretty awful.
It's fucked up.
It's pretty awful. What? So you said the last time you saw her was Thursday?
Thursday, yeah.
So even though you were a boyfriend, your cousin kind of hung out with her more frequently than you.
Yeah, they had more of that platonic friend relationship, whereas I had more of like an intimate relationship
right.
with her. You know, and but it worked out. It was us three hanging out, you know, and I'm not really a jealous person to get mad over that. I mean, it's my cousin. I know they were friends before.
Right.
You know, so I kind of, I'm a person that gives people their distance. You know, I like to have my space sometimes.
Sure.
So.
Did you, Javi and her hung out. Did she stay at your house sometimes? Or let me ask you this. Do you and Javi live together?
No, no.
Okay, so does he live?
Bonnie Garcia is my aunt, the assemblywoman.
Okay.
Her son is Javi, my cousin. And so at Bonnie's house, they would hang out a lot, you know. She'd go to his house. They were practically like best friends, you know. But they never crossed past that line. They're in the friend zone.
Right. Did that one ever change, you think, for Javier? Is it Javier? Is that what Javi is short for?
I call him Javi, yeah, Javier. Right. That's my, you know, my uncle that you saw, that's his son.
Right, okay.
So.
Now it's all clear.
Yeah.
Because I know him, and I mean, I don't know Bonnie Garcia. I know who she is.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Okay, right. I'm with you.
So, Javi and her, they're just, they're friends in that friend zone. And once you're in that friend zone, it's hard to get out of that. You know that. And so, I mean, when she met me and her hit it off, and I wasn't in the friend zone.
Right,
it worked somehow. Like, you know, I'm not somebody who's jealous, and I know they need their time to hang out, and I need my time too. So
right.
It worked out, and on Thursday, I took off to Costa Mesa to go visit my brother on that day, and Javi and her went to Sky Valley to get her cell phone. She went to somebody's house to pick up. She left her phone at somebody's house.
Okay.
Her cell phone.
So do you know whose house?
I don't know.
Because we're kind of going to have to retrace all their steps.
I know. So this is Thursday from what I know. You're going to, once you call, I really want you to call my cousin and have him come here.
Yeah, we'll talk to him.
He was the one who's really
into it.
Yeah, like he knows. He was with her on the day of, and he was supposed to be up there, you know what I mean? He was going to go there to visit her, and she says, oh, no, don't worry about it, don't come up. And he's really...
So he's all torn up about it.
Yeah. You know, and right now, I don't even know what's going on in his mind. He feels like he's responsible for
it. Is his last name Garcia, too?
Yeah, Garcia.
You know his address, by chance? I mean, obviously, we could find it out. All right, just ask Javier.
Yeah, you can ask him. I really don't know.
Okay. How old is Javier?
He's 18.
And I know you guys have probably talked quite a bit since this happened.
Yeah,
of course. Does he have any like overwhelming idea of what might have happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I was just talking to him before.
Yeah, we really, really want to talk to him.
Yeah, him.
Because we didn't realize, I mean, there was no way for us to know that her boyfriend would have less information. I don't know. I was doing the evidence side of the case. I was dealing with evidence and...
Because, I mean,
stuff like that.
No problem.
I haven't done anything.
I really want to tell you guys everything that... Javi is really the one who's the key, you know what I mean?
And okay.
So...
So then you went to Costa Mesa to visit your brother?
Yeah, on Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday. I came back on Saturday.
All right.
And Saturday, my phone was off, my cell phone. My battery was dead. I left my charger at my brother's house. I forgot it there.
Uh-huh.
So she called me up and sent me text messages, but I wasn't able to receive it. And I found my car charger, and I charged up my phone. I looked, and I saw my missed calls and my text messages. I went to call her up around 6:40. I have it in my call log if you
when
want.
When is this? Monday
this
morning?
This is,
Or Sunday?
This is... Wait, I'm going to tell you. Wait, Thursday, I took off, okay, to Costa Mesa. Saturday was the last day I talked to her on the phone.
Okay.
In the morning. She has a Saturday class early in the morning.
Okay.
And I talked to her, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to class. You know, I'll talk to you later. And that was it. Javi was with her that day, though, Saturday.
Okay.
So Javi's really the one who was with her up until her final, you know, until she passed. He'll tell you a lot of information.
So then... So Saturday night, you guys didn't
Saturday,
meet up or anything?
Saturday night, I'm in Costa Mesa still. And, you know,
Well, you said you came back Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Saturday, I'm in Costa Mesa. I came back Saturday. Saturday night, my phone was off completely.
Okay.
Okay, it's off completely, and I called her up on Sunday. when I plugged in my phone charger, my cell phone charger, in the car. Okay. I found it. So my car charger is what charged up my cell phone. I had a bunch of missed calls, text messages. I'll show them all to you.
My phone. This is Sunday?
This is Sunday.
Okay.
This is Sunday.
You're saying it was Saturday.
Yeah.
So Sunday morning.
Listen, I don't want you to think I'm trying to confuse you.
I understand. I just want to make sure it's right.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you everything.
Okay.
I don't want to, okay.
So Saturday you came back,
Saturday
your phone was
back,
off. Sunday
off
morning is when you plugged it in, your car charger,
exactly.
Saw a bunch of calls, and then went home.
Yeah.
I mean, was it not unusual for you to come back from being out of town and then call her?
Yeah, exactly, and I did.
Do you not have a home phone?
Yeah, I have a home phone. So in my text messages that I'm sending her, I said, look, I'm going to be at home right now. My cell phone is off completely. I have the last bar of the battery.
Uh-huh.
You know, call me up. I'm at home. And she never responded to the text, and she never called me.
And that's this number, the 641 number?
That's my cell phone number, my house phone number. I'll give that to you also.
Okay.
I haven't erased any of my information here because I want you to see all this.
Sure.
And all the text messages that I received from her and that I sent to her.
Okay.
Because a lot of information is here, you know what I mean? And
I agree.
And so I called her up on Sunday around 6:40 in the afternoon. I have it on my cell phone, and her cell phone went straight to voicemail. It was off completely.
Well, was she working Sunday, do you know?
I really don't know if she's working Sunday. I really don't know if she's working Sunday. But I called her up and went straight to voicemail.
She called her at 6:40 in the evening.
Yeah, in the evening.
So in the morning when your phone worked, when you plugged it in and it worked, did you actually call her then, or did you just text message her?
I text her.
And said, my phone's dead.
Yeah, my phone's dead.
Call me at home or something?
Exactly, call me at home. Yeah. I have it all right here.
And did she?
She never responded, nor did she, you know, call me back.
So the last time you talked to her was Saturday morning?
Yeah, Saturday morning. Okay. Was the last time I heard her voice.
Okay. And so Sunday, you called her at 6:40, went straight to voicemail.
Straight to voicemail cell phone. So I'm thinking either she's up in Pinion where there's no coverage.
Her cell phones don't work.
Yeah, or she's with my cousin. So I call my cousin Javi's phone. His phone goes straight to voicemail too. So I'm thinking, okay, they're together.
Right.
You know, they're together up in Pinion.
Right.
And so I'm thinking everything's fine, okay. And that's all day. I couldn't talk to her that day, straight to voicemail, the whole Sunday, you know. Monday comes, and my cousin Javi calls me up early in the morning, like at 8, and it rang one time, and I saw he called me, and I called him right back, and it went straight to voicemail, so I'm thinking, what's going on?
On Sunday?
No, Monday.
On Monday.
Monday we're talking about. Sunday, the day has gone by, I can't get a hold of her. You know, so I'm thinking, she works midnight shifts at Denny's, so I don't know if she's at work or if she's with my cousin Javi up in Pinion, where there's no cell phone coverage.
Right.
So basically, Monday it comes around, Javi calls me, like at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it rings one time, I see that he called, and I called him right back. It goes straight to voicemail. So I'm thinking, what's going on? You know, like, what's happening? The whole day, Monday, I'm trying to text him, call him, nothing, you know, no response. My mom called me up at around 12:30-ish, and she asked, hey, when was the last time you talked to your girlfriend? When was the last time, you know, you saw her? And she's interrogating me, I'm wondering what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she says there's a couple of fires up where on 74 where she lives at. So she made it seem as if there was a brush fire.
Right.
I don't know what it was. And I said, well, I'm going to call Javi up again, you know, let me call you right back. So I call my cousin up, he doesn't answer, straight to voicemail. And my mom calls me 5 minutes later and says, hey, look, it was her house. And they found 3 bodies burned beyond recognition. And, you know, I broke down and I had to pull over and it was just shocking.
Did you think Javi was up there?
At first, I thought he was, you know, because I haven't got a hold of him the whole day.
How did you finally get a hold of him?
Yeah, so later on, he came down the hill and he called me, and he says, yeah, you know what happened with Becky, and I said, do you know if it's her up there? And he says, well, look, you know, there's 3 bodies. I saw the body bags, and I went up there, and I saw that there's the 3 cars left, like her mom and and the stepdad's car was there, mm-hmm. and also Becky's car was there. Like, nobody stole anything, it was just left. Mm-hmm. And he broke down. You know?
So where did he say he was all that time?
On what? He was up there. He was up in Pinyon on Monday when all this happened. And he gave it.
Right, but I mean, from Sunday on, I mean, you said you couldn't get a hold of him. Did he tell you where he was the day before?
He told me Sunday he was with her. He was with her on Sunday. And he was up in, they hung out the whole day Sunday, and he came back down the hill. And he says, hey, look, you know, I'm going to go meet up with you, you know, later on. And she says, oh, no, don't come up here. She said something about an ex-boyfriend. She said something about Robert, something, I don't know who this guy is, and saying that she was going to go hiking with him or something like that. It's a weird story, you know, and I don't know who Robert is. Javi knows who he is. And, okay. I mean, you really need to get my cousin here and
okay.
He needs to tell you everything that he knows. He was supposed to go back up there and visit her, and she says, oh, no, don't worry about it. Robert's going to come up, and we're going to go hiking. And so Javi didn't go up.
This is Sunday night.
This is Sunday night we're talking about. And I'm finding all this stuff out Monday. Javi's telling me all this stuff Monday as he's coming down the hill. You know what I mean? He's telling me all this stuff Monday about how he's talking to Becky and what happened. And so...
Have you ever been up to the house?
I went to the house. My very first time was yesterday. And I've never been up to
You had never been up there with her?
Never been up there before.
So you always hung out down here?
Yeah. She told me...
How come?
I'm a person that, you know, I want to meet the family. I met her family one time, and they live up in Pinyon. I said, hey, when are you going to take me up there to go visit your family and hang out up there? And she says, oh, when I clean up my room. And my room's messy, you know, so she didn't want me up there. Mm-hmm. So so she made on just this past Wednesday or Thursday, she says, hey, Jacob. And I said, what? She says, hey, I just cleaned up my room. So I'm thinking, cool, you know, I'm going to finally go up and check out where she lives, because she's told me stories where she lives, but mm-hmm. I've been up there.
Right.
And I went up there for the first time yesterday, you know, and with my cousin. He was just reminiscing, like, their whole friendship. And just seeing the house was just burned completely. It's horrific, you know. Mm-hmm.
How did he meet her, do you know?
I don't know how they met.
They've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, I guess.
Did he ever live up there?
No, he never lived up there. But they hung out all the time. You know, either if it was up there at Bonnie's house, you know. They had a real good connection.
You said Javier has an idea of what's going on.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think that is, or what he thinks that is.
I think that he basically, Becky said, you know, she's going to go on a hike with him. I'm getting all this from my cousin, so I mean, take into consideration this is hearsay. So I don't know if this is valid. You have to hear it from his mouth. So he was telling me that he was, you know, she's going to go on a hike with her ex-boyfriend. He called her a couple days prior, like Friday or something. I never knew about this until Monday, when my cousin's telling me all this, that the ex-boyfriend called, you know, oh, you know, I haven't seen you in a while, I miss you, and let's hang out. And Sunday, they're supposed to go on a hike or whatever before she goes to work. And she had to work that night, and she didn't show up, and that's not like her. She always goes to work, even if she's sick. And so they're going to go on a hike, and Javi said, I guess somehow or another it got canceled, you know, like the hike got canceled. So from then on, they don't know, you know, what happened. And
does he know where we're talking about Robert.
Yeah.
Does he know where he lives or where he's from?
He lives here in Rancho Mirage. It's, I don't know his last name. I can call my cousin right now, and you know, you can.
Well, if you're where's your cousin at right now?
He's up in Pinyon. He's up in Pinyon. They're having a going away party for one of their friends up there.
Okay.
He's going to college, you know, tomorrow. So they're all of them are getting up there. A lot of everybody's getting right now to their friends and family, you know. And
right.
that crowd that he's into right now, I'm out of it. They're all friends, you know, and I'm family.
Right.
So I really want to be up there for him, but I know I'm kind of out of my place.
Right.
And I told him, I said, look, well, now that I have a phone number where you're at.
Since he's such good friends with Becky, is it safe to assume that the guys, or the people, girls, whatever, yeah, the group of friends he's with right now are also friends of hers? Or is there a thing exclusive?
I think they kind of know each other, you know, as an acquaintance, but not really, you know, close. She had a lot of friends of all types of people, you know, she really knew a lot of people.
Do you, you guys have been dating for 2 months. I mean, how often did you guys see each other? And obviously, you're both working, you're both going to school.
We didn't see each other maybe, I want to say, 1 to 2 times a week.
Did you go out, like, on dates, or did you just hang out and eat dinner?
We went on a date to Macaroni Grill. We haven't really done anything special. I was saving up to take her out for her birthday. You know, I want to take her out to San Diego and go skydiving. She didn't want to go skydiving. And she told me, you know, I've never had any good birthdays, and I wanted her to have a good birthday this year.
Cool. Did she ever stay at your house?
Yeah, she stayed at my house.
How often?
I want to say, like, maybe 2-3 times a week. You know, she was there at my house, but she was also at my cousin Javi's house, you know. And I gave them their space, you know, they're friends. And, you know, I had nothing against that, them being friends. So.
Right. It's safe to say if she didn't go up there to sleep for the night.
Yeah.
Like, she got off what time in the morning?
Sometimes her shifts were, like, you know, 12 a.m. to 4 in the morning, or, you know, maybe at 10 a.m. to 4 in the morning. If she wasn't at my house, she was either up in Pinion or at my cousin Javi's house.
All right. Yeah. Does she have a key to your place?
No, she doesn't have a key, but I would leave her a key underneath the floor mat, you know, to come in.
So sometimes when she got off early in the morning, would she come over?
Yeah, she'd come over. I'd be asleep, you know.
Who lives at Javi's house besides Javi?
Bonnie lives there, and Bonnie's daughter, Melissa.
And are they friends? How old is Melissa?
Melissa is my age, 21.
Okay. And are they friends too?
Yeah, they're friends.
Okay. All right. I have a million things I could ask you, but I'm just...
Yeah, I mean...
at a loss as to where to go next. Anything that you know, because, I mean, you said she was tight and close with, you know, personal, intimate, as far as conversation-wise with Javier. Other than you guys being intimate sexually or whatever, did she not tell you about troubles, fears, doubts, problems she was having? I mean, what was the state of her being in the last week? I mean, was she worried about school or worried about this? Or, I mean,
she
you know
is,
what I mean?
Yeah,
we're trying
is,
to figure out
yeah, what
if there's an angle where, like, someone's been bugging her or a guy's been after her or she owes people money or she's into drugs or...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anything,
yeah. I know, this is, for me it's crazy because I met her parents only one time, her stepdad and her mom. So from when I met him.
Where'd you meet them?
I met him at Las Casuelas, downtown Palm Springs.
Okay,
we had
so
dinner.
Stop for dinner.
Yeah, so that's the first time I met him and obviously the last. And, you know, they seem like sweet people, real quiet people. And, you know, my cousin Javi, he's always been up there. He goes up there a lot. They're real close, and John was saying, you know, Javi's a real good guy, a real good cousin, you know.
When did you talk to John?
When I first met him.
Oh, when you
first,
okay.
When I very, very first met him, and so that's why, you know, I was kind of eager to go up there and see where she lives at, because I want to see how her family is, you know.
Right.
Because she always hangs out at my house or Javi's house. I want to see like how where she comes from.
Right. Right. So, was there a possibility of you guys becoming more serious?
I really don't know, man. This is something that's going to haunt me for the rest of my life, because she's totally not my type, and I know I'm not her type, yet somehow we got together and we clicked, and, you know, and...
For as long as it lasted.
Yeah, for as long as it lasted, and she was so sweet. She got into my heart, and now she's gone.
Yeah. Did she ever talk about the boyfriend before you?
Yeah, she talked about him, like, once, and... I mean, that stuff doesn't bother me, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, that's not what I'm getting at.
Well, no, the thing is, I'm really not a jealous person, you know,
right.
and that's why things with me and her are working out, because she knows that she has a lot of friends and I'm not somebody to be a control freak, and she liked that about me.
Right.
You know, and what she said about the last boyfriend is, hey, you know, I love him, and that was, you know, my first love, and you're always going to love your first love, no matter what. And... you know, she's always, she said that about him pretty much, and that was it. And couple.
Do you remember his name?
Robert.
Oh, it's the same.
Robert. Okay. Yeah, Robert. So a couple weeks ago, we're at, my cousin and I and Becky, we're at Costco, and I run into my old school teacher. Okay, my old school teacher in middle school. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to her, and she knows Becky, and she knows my cousin. I'm thinking, how do they all know each other? You know, and then her and Becky start talking. And I'm thinking, okay, what are they talking about? And my old school teacher, her son is Robert.
And so, you don't remember your old school teacher's name?
Yeah, her,
tell us just now.
Pope, Peep, P. I don't know, it starts with a P. Like,
okay.
Starts with a P.
It'll probably come to you.
Yeah.
And if it is, just call us.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
But she taught what school? What middle school did you go to?
James Workman.
Okay.
She's like the tech lab teacher. So I'm thinking...
She was the what teacher?
Tech lab.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, damn, what a small world, you know?
Right.
I know Becky, but then they know, everybody knows each other, so...
Right.
I was kind of, after that whole situation, my cousin, you know, and I were kind of, what was that all about? And she was telling us that that's, you know, my ex-boyfriend's mom, you know? So, that's kind of the second time that was brought up, the ex-boyfriend, that's it.
But that no long stories or no, he got me this or we went there one time, that kind of stuff?
Never got into detail, never wanted to know, I mean.
Right.
Because I see it as new relationships are a brand new, clean slate.
You know? Right.
So.
So Javier's at a party tonight, huh?
Yeah. I'm real concerned for him, you know, because I don't know how he's taking this right now. I really want to be there for him, but it's hard to because Becky was the one who's always there for him, you know.
I'm surprised he's in a partying mood. You know what I mean? I'm not disparaging. I'm just saying.
Well, I know.
Well, it'd be tough to go to a party.
Well, it's not really a party, you know. What it basically is kickbacks. Kickbacks, you know, just close group of friends, maybe five people.
Right.
You know, just all talking and having a good time. Everybody right now is reminiscing, you know, about Becky. And, you know, everybody thing together and,
right,
you know, discussing all the positive things about her.
So as far as you're concerned, I mean, from what you know, which is very limited of the family, they all seem pretty decent people.
Yeah.
Nice people.
Yeah, nice.
Didn't seem like there was anything. Did she ever talk about them?
She basically talked about her stepdad, you know. I have a stepdad. I asked her, hey, where does your real dad live at? Because, you know, people get divorced. You know, when we first talked, we were talking about our parents, how my parents got divorced, and that whole thing. And she said, yeah, I live with my stepdad and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, where does your real dad live? You know, he lives in Northern California. So I'm like, oh, okay. So that's pretty much all I know. I met him just this one time. Seemed like a real quiet guy, you know, funny.
Her real dad, I mean?
Her stepdad.
Her stepdad.
I haven't met her real dad.
No.
And this whole situation is a real messed up way to meet her family, you know. And I didn't want to meet her family like this. And her sister, Drew, she talked a lot about the one in Japan. And they always used to talk to each other on MySpace. And she used to tell me, oh, you know, I miss her. I really want to see her. And I'm going to see her in 2 years. And, you know, a couple of times she'd call from my house, call to Japan,
mm-hmm.
you know, they talk, and I have a twin brother, you know what I mean, so we have a really close bond,
mm-hmm.
and being away from each other is kind of hard.
You Where's know, he at?
In Costa Mesa.
That's
who I was visiting.
Okay.
So, my twin brother and I have a really close bond, so I can see how her and her sister have a really close bond.
Right.
So, when I found out about this, my heart goes out to her family and really to Drew, because Becky really wanted to see her. Out of everybody she talked about Drew a lot, you know.
Let me go talk to my partner real quick, because he's talking to Drew.
Okay. Hey, how long do you think you'll be? Because I want to get some food.
Go ahead. You can eat. Yeah, feel free.
Go ahead.
just so we can get through the ugly part of this, I need to kind of know like exactly where you were and who you're with from X to X. Sure. I mean, I know you're in Costa Mesa from Thursday to Saturday.
Exactly.
What time did you get home Saturday?
Saturday, I got home around 10 p.m., 11 p.m., Saturday night.
And does anyone live at your place besides you?
I have a roommate.
And what's his name?
His name is Austin Alba, A-L-B-A.
Okay. Was he home Saturday?
You know, to be honest with you, I really don't remember.
Okay.
He might have been home. We have different schedules.
Okay. Your typical work schedule at Time Warner is during the... Just tell me what it is.
I work during the week. I work usually 2 to 8, 3 days out of the week. And I work a Saturday, 8 to 5, 8 a.m. to 5. This Saturday, I called in. I called in to work. I was out of town in Costa Mesa with my brother.
Right. So you called in sick?
Yeah, exactly.
Called out of work?
Yeah, I came out of work.
Okay. And Saturday, you said what, 8 to 5?
Exactly.
Okay. But this Saturday, you didn't work?
Saturday, I didn't work.
Because you were out of town?
Exactly.
All right. You don't work Sundays, right?
No, I have Sunday off. All Sunday, all day Sunday, like I told you, my cell phone was off completely.
Right.
I had like one bar, but it's flashing red, so I kind of turned it on to see if I got any missed calls.
Now you're talking about the car charger.
Exactly.
So do you normally charge it at home or in your car?
I charge it at home. I had my charger at my brother's house, and I left it there on accident. So
your phone worked while you were there.
Yeah,
when you came home. Didn't
when I came home, you know, it's dying. I turned off my phone to save battery life.
Okay.
And so all day Saturday night, my phone was off. And so Becky has my home number. So there's my cousin that could have called me at home if they needed to.
Right.
So
but you didn't talk to him.
No, that day I called Becky's phone. It's straight to voicemail.
Right.
It's up. You know, I'm thinking they're up in Pinion together. Both of their phones.
Saturday
night, exactly.
So when you got home, you called her.
Yeah, I called her.
But you talked to her that morning. Did you tell her when you were coming home?
I called her on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell her when I was coming home. You know, I said, yeah, I'm gonna be either coming home today or tomorrow. And she's like, oh, okay, well, I have to go to my class right now. She has a biology class on Saturdays.
Right.
And so that's pretty much the last time I spoke with her on the phone.
Do you know anybody that she's good friends with, like from school? Or like somebody that she, like, if she has 5 classes or I don't know how many classes she's got, does she have like one friend that's in all those classes or a couple of those classes type of thing? Somebody we could talk to and say, yeah, she was here for this class, not here for that class, that kind of thing.
School just started, yeah. So the past 2 Saturdays, all I can think of, I really don't know any of her friends that she's made, and it's only been like 2 weeks, you know, at school. Talk to the professor, you know, he has her attendance.
Right. I'm just wondering, like, after class, you know, if they went somewhere, that kind of thing. So Saturday night you got home, you called her straight to voicemail.
Straight to voicemail.
So what'd you do Saturday night?
So Saturday night, you know, I stayed at home. I didn't do anything at all. I stayed at home, I slept, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. Just take it from the next day. You woke up Sunday.
Next day, Sunday morning, I woke up and my phone is still off. You know, I left my phone off throughout the whole day Sunday.
What'd you do Sunday?
And Sunday, I stayed at home. I've been lazy this whole weekend. You know, I've just been vegging out. So I've just been at home and I'm thinking Javi was with my cousin. Yeah, they were together. Mm-hmm. Javi was with Becky. My cousin was with Becky.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm thinking they're just hanging out, spending time together. And I have no problem with that. So, on basically late that day on Sunday, I turned my cell phone on to, you know, to see if I have any missed calls or anything like that. But I see I have a text message from Becky that said, "Call me." You know, this was like at 1 o'clock. You know, but it's been hours.
Hours past.
Javi, they were all texting me, but my phone was off, so I wasn't able to receive any of the messages. And so I'm cleaning out my car. You know, and I find my car charger. So I plug in my car charger to my car charger, turn the car on, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm using that to charge up my battery for my cell phone.
Right.
And so I call her up, it's 6:40 p.m., I have it on my call log.
Right.
On my phone, 6:40, and I call her cell phone, it's straight to voicemail. And so I'm thinking she's up in Pinion, with my cousin, you know, or her battery is dead. I call my cousin's phone. His phone is straight to voicemail as well. I'm thinking they're together. So that was it. You know, that's all Sunday.
What'd you do Sunday?
Sunday.
You said nothing.
Yeah,
but
nothing at all. I stayed.
I mean,
at
even home. When I do nothing at all, I watch TV or.
Okay. Oh, I stayed at home, watched TV. I, you know, ate food.
Was your roommate home on Sunday?
My roommate, I think he was home on Sunday.
Does he know Becky at all?
He knows Becky, yeah. They're like acquaintances, you know. He doesn't really.
Does he know her because of you or?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay, so what was your roommate doing on Sunday?
So my roommate was either, you know, he was either hanging out at the house or out at work or hanging out somewhere at his friend's house on Sunday.
That's what I'm asking. Was he at home Sunday?
Yeah, he's
at home.
We come in and out, you know.
Okay. So what'd you watch, remember?
On Sunday, on TV, I have a DVR, so I record a lot of.
Right.
I record a lot of programs. So I watch, you know, National Geographic, how it's made on Discovery, you know.
Right.
Just watching TV.
So do you remember, I'm asking specifically if you remember what you watched Sunday.
What's that?
Do you remember what you watched on Sunday?
What I watched on TV?
Yeah, whether it was taped or otherwise.
No, I don't. I don't.
You, okay. Okay, so 6:40, couldn't get a hold of him.
6:40, couldn't get a hold of him.
What'd you do Sunday night?
So Sunday night, stayed at home. I didn't go out. I couldn't call her because her phone was going straight to voicemail.
Right.
And later on that night, I called the house phone. I have her house phone number.
Okay.
And that was busy.
What time was that?
This was later on at night.
Is that on your phone there?
It's not on my phone.
From the house phone you
called? It's on my house phone.
Okay.
You know, so I called her up and.
Do you remember what time?
No, it was late. And I called my cousin on Monday morning. That night, Sunday, I didn't know if she was at work, if she's on the phone with someone else. Her cell phone has no reception up there.
Right, no one's
there. You know, so I'm thinking, I don't know if she's at work. If she's at work, she's going to get off at 4 in the morning. You know, that's the time her shift gets off.
Would you ever go by and see her at work?
Yeah, I'd go by. I've only been by there one time when she was at work. That's it. She didn't want me coming by on Saturdays because a lot of drunks, she says, come in there and they hit on her and she didn't want me to see all that. So I didn't go by there. I respected that.
Do you have a thing on your phone at home that tells you like who you called? I know some of the cordless phones have them.
The caller
ID. So I would
ID.
Know like what time you called and it was busy.
No.
That'd be handy to have.
I know. I don't have it.
Okay.
I don't have it.
All right. So you called her. You called her that night and you don't remember what time?
Called her at night. I want to say maybe 10 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock. I really don't know the exact time. But basically, there's no dial tone. It's busy tone. So I'm thinking she's on the phone with someone else. Maybe the mom's on the phone with someone else.
Right.
She's at work. You know, I don't know where she's at. The whole day Monday goes by, and I call her phone up, her house phone. It's busy still. And I call her cell phone straight to voicemail.
Right.
And I'm thinking something's up. And my cousin, you know, obviously his phone's off. And his phone's going straight to voicemail too. And so I'm text messaging him like, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? What's happening? And no responses. And I just proceeded my whole day. Monday, you know, I went to the DMV. I was on my way to the DMV Monday. In Palm Springs around 12 noon, and my mom called me and she told me all this information. And later on in that evening, Monday, my cousin called me, Javi called me, and told me, you know, what happened. And
does Austin have a cell phone?
Austin? Yeah, he has a cell phone.
You know the number?
Yeah. I can give that to you.
Is he from Riverside originally or something?
He, I met him in school at COD. He was living in a Desert Center, you know where that's at?
Yeah.
Oh, in the middle of nowhere. Uh-huh. And so he was always commuting to school every day.
Oh, you're kidding. Okay.
So I told
him. Is he from there, Desert Center?
Well, his parents, you know, they work for the water district.
Oh, okay.
So they have like a house that's paid for, utilities for utilities, but they live out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So he's commuting back and forth. Gas is a hassle for him. And, you know, I met him at school. He had like 3 of my 4 classes that I had.
Right.
And he was pretty cool. We hung out, you know. So I said, hey, you know, once you get a job out here, if you want to be roommates, you know, you seem like you're financially stable. You can pay the bills. So, you know, if you want to be roommates.
Did he get a job out here?
Yeah.
Where does he work?
He works at Wells Fargo.
Oh, okay.
In Rancho Mirage. So, I mean, he has a
like
job.
A bank teller?
Yeah. He has a job. I have a job. You know, roommate situation works fine.
Cool.
So.
All right. So just the two of you live there?
Yeah,
right?
Just me and him live there.
Okay. So I guess the bottom line is there isn't anybody I could call that would say, yeah, I was hanging out with Jacob on Sunday.
On Sunday? You can call my roommate and tell him. You can ask
Austin.
Him. Yeah.
I mean, is he home Sunday night? Do you remember?
Yeah. We both have school Monday morning. So, of course, Sunday night, we're all going to be
right,
there.
You're not going to be out.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. So.
Would you consider yourself a partying kind of guy?
What's that? A partying
a
kind of guy? Yeah, I do.
Okay. What about Becky?
Yeah.
And when I say party, I mean, obviously you're in college, so everybody goes to parties.
Exactly.
But I mean, outside of going to a party, I mean, like drinking heavily or smoking dope or, you know, like weed or other drugs. Is that part of your life?
What's dope?
I'm not judging.
Oh, I know.
I'm not judging.
What's dope?
Weed.
Okay,
I'm saying, if you're smoking, you can smoke weed, you can smoke meth, you can smoke a lot of things.
I know, so dope is a kind of universal word.
Right. That's what I mean. I'm asking universally.
That's crazy. No, I've smoked weed before. Becky smoked weed before. And I'm not really much of a drinker, and Becky really wasn't much of a drinker either. But occasionally, you know, we drink. Yeah. You know?
Okay.
At my age and her age, it's, you know, we're all young, college, and everybody's partying.
Sure, and I understand that.
Yeah.
The path my questioning is going down is, if you guys smoked a lot of weed, or one of you or the other smoked enough weed to where you need a pretty readily available supply,
mm-hmm.
and you can get it anywhere. But usually, if you're smoking, regularly. You'll get it from the same person. I'm just trying to make sure that there isn't somebody owes a lot of money to.
Yeah, I know that. No, it wasn't anything like
not
that.
Not that, I mean, this is a pretty extreme crime.
Yeah, I know.
So it's not over a dime baggie of weed or whatever, you know, an ounce of weed even. But if somebody was into something heavier, that could be. I mean, when you start talking about meth, anybody, you know, you could owe somebody $50 and they could come kill you. I mean, you know, it's a crazy town.
So. That's the thing is, me and Becky smoked and drank only. Like, we didn't fuck with anything else. You know, it wasn't. And we used to make jokes about tweakers and people who are all tweaked out because they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we used to make jokes saying, you know, I haven't seen any kind of people who smoke weed in newspapers for domestic violence who are, you know, killing people and you know, beating their wives. They're all crazy drunks and meth, like tweakers. You never see anything in the paper for weed. You know? So. We used to make jokes about that all the time. And me and her, we smoked together, you know? And and that was pretty much it. We smoked, we drank together. And as far as her owing somebody money or if she had needing a constant supply, I really don't know. Because it wasn't...
So you just bought it from whoever, whenever?
Yeah, it wasn't really like
And I understand I could care less. I'm not out to pinch some low-level dope dealer.
Well, I know that. You know? And we're here in the great state of California. I mean, it's legal here, you know? And... Weed here, I'm sure to cops is kind of just like, why are you wasting your time when you go out?
It's almost legal.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing is about Pinyon, and I don't know if she ever talked about this, so I'm going to ask. We do a lot of marijuana eradication up there because tons of people grow it up there. Not necessarily residents, but that's where you grow it because it's hard to get to, hard to get caught, that kind of thing. Does she know anybody that was into that, or you know what I mean?
I really don't know. She never really talked about Pinyon that much with me. It was always kind of something that was secret.
What'd you guys talk about mostly when you were hanging out? Just chit-chat, whatever.
Just what we're into, you know, personality-wise. We joked around a lot, you know. We'd watch TVs, just being dorks, laughing over stupid things, you know. It wasn't really, she never really got deep into she told me about like her past and her parents and how they divorced and stuff like that. And on that level, I can relate, you know. Mm-hmm. So we had
anything specific or anything that jumps out at you about that story?
Nothing that jumps out. You know, she told me she's moved a lot. She lives in Santa Clarita. You know, she's lived down here. You know, so that's pretty much all I know about her past.
Okay.
You know, I've only known her for 2 months, and she's in and out, you know, in and out of my life so quickly.
Well, in those 2 months, was there parts where you guys weren't really dating yet, or have you just been straight boyfriend and girlfriend? I mean, did you still see other girls and she see other guys too?
No, I mean, we were just together for 2 months. You know, I mean, she's the type of girl that, she's totally not my type, you know. I'm dark, she's white, you know, and I'm more into Spanish girls, but she's a white girl. And inside, I used to say she's a Spanish girl because she loves hot sauce, and she loves to put hot sauce on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I can't take any of that, you know, it just burns.
That's
out.
Ironic.
Yeah, so, but her personality totally won my heart, you know, and we really connected, we clicked. And she told me, she says, I felt like I didn't have to hold back who I was as a person.
Mm.
And she really didn't judge me, and I didn't judge her, you know. And she says, damn, you know, you're someone who you're real accepting. And it was vice versa. She was a giver, and I was a giver too. And she did a lot of things for other people. She was real loyal to her friends.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Let
me ask you about her friends too. So we can finish the timeline part of it.
Oh, sure.
So Sunday night, 10 or 11, you call the house. It's busy. You give up, basically, because
yeah.
You can't get a hold of her or Javi or her house. So you're out, you're hanging out with your roommate, whatever, watch TV, go to bed. Well, what time do you think you went to bed Sunday?
Maybe 12 midnight.
You have classes in the morning or
yeah,
classes
in the morning.
Classes
in the morning, then right after classes, I got, you know, I have work until the evening.
You said you were going to the DMV for something.
Yeah, earlier in the daytime, I went to the DMV. I had to go switch the registration, car registration.
On your car?
To my name, yeah.
Okay. Would you just buy it or something?
Yeah, I just got a new car. Well, it's not really new. It's a new used car.
New to you?
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Okay. What kind of car is it?
It's a Maxima.
What color?
It's Nissan Black Maxima.
How long have you had it?
A couple months, maybe since April, May.
Okay. And this is going to sound kind of weird, but is your car here?
Yeah, it's here.
Is it all right if I go check it out?
If you guys want to go in there and look for forensic stuff, I have no problem doing that.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Okay, but what I'm going to tell you, though, and I'm going to be completely honest with you, I have weed in my car.
Okay.
And I hope this isn't, you know, going to affect the whole
like I said, we're here to catch somebody who killed people.
Yeah, I'm not
a bag of weed.
Yeah, I'm not a killer. I want to help you guys as much as possible.
And I'm not saying you are.
Yeah,
but
I know everybody right now is a suspect.
Sure. And 6 months from now, when somebody says, "Wow, well, didn't you check?" You know, because I can't search a car 6 months later and look for stuff that's fresh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's one more thing where I eliminate and go, Jacob's not a suspect. Move on to the next guy.
And you know, I come from a law enforcement background. I want to help you guys out as much as possible, because whoever did this, I want the family to have justice.
We do too.
You know?
We do too. We have two families to deal with.
When I found out that somebody was on the front in a wheelbarrow, I knew it was Becky, because she was a fighter. You know, she would just, I know that she wouldn't give up, and I'm thinking she took off and somehow she would.
Well, see, what we're really trying to figure out is what time she would be coming home. If it was something that was happening and then she came home when it happened. You know what I mean? If there was already something going on.
No, she was
meaning she pulled up and there was something going on and
yeah.
She was like, oh crap, and couldn't get away. Or if she was there when something started. You know what I mean?
You know who would know all this? You really need to sit down and talk to my cousin, Javi. I wish we can just go up there and...
Was he with her? So he was with her Sunday night?
He was with her the whole day. The whole day Sunday. And...
Where did he stay Sunday night?
So down here. Down...
He came back home Sunday
in Cat
night.
City, in Cathedral City. And, you know, he was... He says, hey, look, you know, I want to go up. I want to go visit you. And she says, oh, you know, don't worry about it. Robert's
right.
coming up here in a few minutes.
Right,
Robert,
right.
the ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, don't worry about it.
And he didn't call you and tell you that?
No, I found out about all this after she passed. He's telling me everything that they discussed Monday around 7 p.m. when he finally comes down the hill and told me all this.
Okay.
You know, and
I'm also, before you go, I just quickly look at your car. But I do want to look through the text messages, just check all the times so I can know where she was and that kind of stuff. So just, you can eat right now if you want.
Oh, that food's cold, man.
We have a microwave if you want to heat it up. I mean, just so you have something to do while do stuff. If you want to heat that up, we got a microwave right there next to the door.
Okay. Also, too, I'm going to take a picture of the bottom of your shoe.
Okay. So I can say that I've got your shoes and you're eliminated.
Yeah,
so we get some footprints and stuff.
Not a problem at all.
Cool.
Hey, you know what? Just collect this.
Okay.
That's the easiest way. You don't have to do any crazy stuff. Just kind of aim it at me more, or you can set your foot up there.
There you go.
You know what kind of shoes she normally wore?
What kind of shoes she wore?
Yeah, I mean, like, did she always wear, like, when I'm not at work, I wear the same pair of shoes all the time, and other people don't. You know, they change their shoes all the time.
Hold on a minute.
Sure, go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, what's up, Bill? You found my... Did you... No, I haven't found it yet. Okay. Alright, well, thanks for your help, then. Yeah, I'll let you know if I found my wallet, What's that? No, I'm actually here at the police station. I'm giving them a lot of information right now. I'll call you. I'm at the police station. Yeah, I'll give you a call in a few. Okay, all right, bye. You get my picture?
Sure.
Okay.
You say you lost your wallet?
Yeah, I lost my wallet recently.
When did that happen?
I don't know, it happened either today or last night. I was at the courthouse earlier. My mom works there, and I think I put my wallet.
What's her name?
I'm Melinda.
Melinda what?
I'm Melinda Figueroa previously. You know,
what is it? It used to be Figueroa.
She recently got married in McGinnis.
I used to work there, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let me take your picture too.
Okay.
Just like a headshot. Okay. Oof. I won't send that around.
Well, let me see that.
You're a little, your eyes are a little big.
Can I see it?
The picture?
I was thinking about smiling.
You could.
Yeah, can I smile?
Yeah, you want
to picture. That's a bad picture, you know?
Yeah, back up, brother. It's going to be a block of dark picture. There you go. There you go.
Perfect.
All right. So where are you parked at? You just take me to your car.
I want to grab your food.
Justice is an NBI Studios production and is distributed by Wondery. Edited by Kelly Barron's Brink and sound engineered by Shane Yoder. All music for the show was created, composed, and scored by PutThemInASong.com, who also mixed and mastered this episode. All of our fonts across all of our logos and banners were created by Tate Krupa of Red Swan Graphic Design, and you can find more of Tate's work on Etsy. Thank you to Katie Ross of CreatedInTandem.com for designing, creating, managing, and maintaining our website. truthandjusticepod.com, where you can view all photos and documents discussed in every episode. And a big thank you to our transcription team, Pamela Westby, Kathy McElhaney, Kay Woodyomnik, Ginger Fiola, Erica Cantor, Danielle Rohr, Jennifer Ford, Courtney Wimberly, and Melissa Cardenas. And as always, thank you to all of you for all of your engagement and support. If you like the show and you'd like to support us, you can do so in several ways. To financially support the show, the best thing you can do is just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice. You'll not only be supporting the show, but you'll get something in return. On Patreon, you can pledge as little as $3 a month, and we have reward levels. For just $5 a month, you get access to ad-free versions of all of our episodes and behind-the-scenes bonus video content every week. Then other reward levels include t-shirts, hats, and even the opportunity to co-host one of our Friday follow-up episodes. Just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice. You can also do us a huge favor by going to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star rating and review. And lastly, you can always support us by supporting the brands that sponsor this program. If you have a new case that you'd like us to consider for future seasons, you can submit your cases on our website, truthandjusticepod.com. Just click on the case submission button and fill out the form. And the most important thing that you can do is to engage in our investigations. You can keep in touch with us through our email at theories@truthandjusticepod.com. You can like our Facebook page or join in on the conversation on the Truth and Justice Podcast fans page on Facebook. And for all you tweeters out there, you can connect with us on Twitter @TruthJusticePod. And I can be found personally on all forms of social media @BobRuffTruth. And don't forget that we always have our 24/7 voicemail line open for questions, comments, or tips on our cases. That phone number is 269-224-2833. However you do it, stay engaged, stay in touch. But as for now, I'm signing off. I'm Bob Ruff, and this has been Truth and Justice. We'll be right back.